Kia ora, kofu smithaho, nga mai ki te whare, welcome to the House. During question time on Wednesday, MPs in the House argued at length about something that's usually hidden from view. The to and fro was pretty fascinating for political geeks, but it was also full of, shall we say, teachable moments. It illustrated aspects of how question time is prepared and how it works, the political considerations that can feed into it, and how not to answer a question. But first things first. There was a question that began this. It was not in the House. It was from Stuff reporter Glenn McConnell on the Tiles on Tuesday. He was asking National's Associate Minister Housing, Social Housing, Tama Potaka, about homelessness. Specifically about some data that suggested that no one knew where one in five children leaving emergency housing had gone. Here's the brief version.
Have all of those children moved into housing? Are you worried that some are now homeless?
No, I'm not worried that some are now homeless, but I am worried for the emergency crisis.
The answer was longer than that, but by that point, he had already well lost control of the narrative, providing one along the lines of Minister not worried whether children are homeless. That's one reason that politicians seldom answer the exact question they're asked. Instead, they ignore its premise and they offer their own one. But it wasn't surprising then on Wednesday that the opposition were very keen to ask questions of Mr. Potaka about that answer. Both Labour and Green parties had questions slated. Here's the Greens.
Why has the government restricted eligibility for emergency housing despite the Ministry of Social Development's advice that, quote, making these changes now creates a risk of increased levels of homelessness, end quote?
As it happens, the Minister handled that question pretty well. But our other lessons came earlier, when Labour's version was due. Kieran McInulty was set to ask it, but he was unimpressed with his question being transferred and sought to relitigate that decision in the House.
Mr. Speaker, this question was originally submitted to the Associate Minister of Housing, for Social Housing, and was transferred to the Minister of Housing. Now, we absolutely accept that that is a right of the government to do so, but when looking at Speaker's rulings, it's our position that in this instance it should not have been allowed to be.
As McInulty noted, governments have the right to look at the 12 primaries slated for question time and say, your question to Minister X is going to be answered by Minister Y. Sometimes the reason might be practical, say availability. Sometimes it goes to someone more knowledgeable. And sometimes it's just political. For example, to protect a minister who's bad at answering.
The question as was originally submitted was, does he stand by his statement,
quote? Look, you've said enough.
I have...
You're trying to make a case that's already been made in the clerk's office. And I have agreed that the transfer is quite reasonable.
Here's the other thing. The questions that arrive in the House, the primary questions, not the follow-ups, are pre-vetted against the rules, Parliament's standing orders. This is done by the clerks and ultimately the Speaker. They are checking various things, but we won't get into that here because, as it happens, plans are afoot for the possibility of us here at the House attending that session on your behalf. It's very kind of the MPs to highlight it, though.
Well, you're welcome, but it won't be now. You can come and see me later. Just go ahead with the question.
We're not asking.
Not asking a question, fair enough.
In case you missed that, having failed in his attempt to get the target moved back from Chris Bishop to Tama Potaka, Kieran McInulty decided to forego the question entirely.
Point of order.
I seek leave to read out the question from the Honourable Kieran McInulty to myself so I can answer this very important question about the government's outstanding record of getting a...
At which point, Chris Bishop got to his feet to, well, whatever that was. That led to further points of order, and McInulty eventually got the chance to make his full argument. The whole discussion took 8 minutes. The lesson, of course, is if you're already winning the argument, keep stum.
Given that there is a process before a question ever gets here, and there is a decision made about the validity of a transfer, that you were actually questioning the decision made by the chair through the clerk's office.
I accept that, and so I thought about this carefully, and I'd like to think that in my interactions with you, you consider that we do so in a respectful manner.
Two more things. The first is that it is very naughty in the House to question a Speaker's rulings. You can get kicked out for that. The second is that Speakers don't usually mind a little bit of tussle, so long as it's respectful.
If the member had asked the Honourable Tama Potaka as Associate Minister, does he stand by his statement that he made as the Associate Minister, that's not in dispute, and left it there, well, that's fine. They wouldn't have been transferred, highly likely. But that's not what he asked. He asked two completely separate, related but separate issues.
In fact, the question had originally started exactly like that, but it had also included a follow-up if-so clause. Writing question time questions is an art form, and you can see why many MPs choose primary questions that are pretty bland and don't run into such difficulties. In the end, the Speaker ended it all with a ruling.
But I'll tell you what, I'm very keen on there being some degree of harmony around all these things. So rather than you going ahead today, why don't you keep this question up your sleeve and have an extra one tomorrow?
Before Chris Bishop rose again, as something of a contrast.
But because he can't be bothered asking me the question...
Mr Bishop.
You're going to give him a freebie
Mr.
tomorrow.
Bishop. This is a point of disorder, if you want my view.
Why do they get a freebie? Because he can't be bothered answering the question.
Mr Bishop, I've made a ruling. I'm not changing it.
You've been listening to The House. E te whakaronga koe ki te whare. This programme is produced with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Mā te wā.